Okay. I want to read Jeremiah's message, and then we'll have a look at something in Jeremiah. This is just a background to Jeremiah himself. So we should be on page 4 now. Jeremiah, his general message. The principal theme of Jeremiah is a stern warning against the inevitable judgment of the Babylonian captivity, and in the famous 25th chapter, and the termination of the theocracy in Israel by Jehovah. We must understand this idea of theocracy just for a few moments. What is our political setup in Australia? Don't say confusion and what disappointment or whatever. What is the political, what is the philosophical name of our system of government and operation? Democracy, Western democracy, which armies are defending today. And we are thankful for that. Did it in World War One and World War Two, the idea of democracy, America the Free, and so on. A theocracy is different. Democracy is majority rule. Yeah. You decide for the majority. A theocracy is different. A theocracy is a government that is governed by God. God is the king. God makes the laws. He is in control. He may have his agents, but he is the king. Let's imagine it this way. Wouldn't it be lovely if the Lord Jesus Christ was in control in Parliament House in Canberra? Okay? Got a theocracy. Got a theocracy there. It'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Oh, it's coming one day. It's coming one day. It's not going to be in Missouri or in Utah, as the Mormons say. It's going to be in Jerusalem. Yeah. The city of the great king is what Jesus said. So, Israel had that. Israel had the theocracy. In other words, God gave the laws, and there were those who implemented the law. A monarchy did come along afterwards. God was their king. Not up in the heavens, somewhere, like Jesus is king of my life, and so I praise the Lord for that, but that wasn't the concept. He was there, dwelling, and the evidence was the Shekinah glory. Both in the tabernacle and in the temple of Solomon. But the day came when God said, yes, we have a covenant. If you follow me, I will bless you above all the nations of the world. And all the nations of the world will want to come to you. And they will say, what a wise God you have. If you don't obey me, I will curse you. Everything you own will be a loss. And you'll end up not being the head nation, but being scattered amongst all the nations of the world. Now, that's what's happening in Jeremiah's time. Ezekiel has just previously revealed that the Shekinah glory from the temple has gone, ready for Nebuchadnezzar to come in and destroy the city and David's throne. And it is still going on. Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. So Jeremiah is telling of the end of the theocracy and prophesying of its restoration at the end of the times of the Gentiles and the return of the Messiah. Continuing, repentance of idolatry and social sins was the call. Jeremiah presents the most detailed spiritual and moral conditions of the people, revealing their apostasy in the light of the great covenantal arrangement with their God. See that in chapters 11 and 12. Compare chapter 14 with the land covenant conditions in Deuteronomy 28. The present covenant agreement was inadequate and God would make a new covenant. We're coming to that. Chapter 31. God is revealed in Jeremiah as a covenant-keeping God with both blessings and judgments. Jeremiah's ministry is described by God as a pulling down, a rooting out, a building up and a planting. Jeremiah 1:10. There are two anchor points of the message of Jeremiah to Judah. The first is the message of the broken covenant, chapters 11 and 12. And the second is the message of the new covenant in chapters 31 and 32. Let's turn to a verse. Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 10, please. Jeremiah 11 and verse 10. Jeremiah 11:10. They have turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, who refused to hear my words, and they have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Focal point number one, the breaking of the Mosaic covenant at Mount Sinai, which means they have to be scattered around the world and not be the leading nation of the world. That was their original calling. The broken covenant. The broken Mosaic covenant.